Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we sit down with the Scottsdale Unified School District moms who have been doxxed, profiled by this creepy school board member in Scottsdale. And if you are in a school board fight across the country, they might be spying on you. This story is instructive and it will take your breath away. We also talk about James O'Keefe and Steve Bannon. In addition, we talk about why do we care about Ukraine's border? Lots of topics on this episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our show, you can do so at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Janelle from Colorado. Thank you for supporting us. Christina from Alabama, thank you for supporting us. Jamie from Texas, thank you for supporting us. Susan from Arizona, thank you for supporting us. Shelby from Minnesota, thank you for supporting us. Frank from California, thank you for supporting us. Stanley from Oregon, thank you for supporting us. Michael from Alabama, thank you for supporting us. And Debbie from Arizona. And finally, I want to thank Jennifer from Arkansas. And also Earl from California, charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. Makes what we do possible. Thank you, thank you, thank you for believing in us, in supporting us, and allowing us to flourish, hire more staff. It strengthens our resolve. charliekirk.com/support. We are deeply appreciative of your support in all these different ways and capacities. Thank you so much. If you want to come to America Fest, everybody, you could do so by going to tpusa.com/AMFEST. We have Tucker Carlson, Kayleigh McEnany, Candace Owens, Donald Trump Jr., Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Jesse Waters, and more. tpusa.com/AMFEST. Check it out. Get your tickets today. It's going to be amazing. December 18, 19, 2021 in Phoenix, Arizona. If you want to start a high school chapter or a college chapter, it's tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. Scottsdale Unified School District moms are here. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. COINTELPRO. What is that? COINTELPRO was a series of FBI projects that were covert and honestly illegal projects conducted by the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation aimed at surveilling, infiltrating, discrediting, and disrupting domestic American political organizations. COINTELPRO went from 1956 to 1971, and some of their targets were the Nation of Islam, was Martin Luther King Jr.'s organization, the Southern Pastor Leadership Conference, or whatever the name was. And the only reason we ever learned about COINTELPRO, the only reason we were ever able to get to the bottom of COINTELPRO's operations was not because of some cross-examination from Congress, was not because of a lawsuit. It was about something that I don't support, which was breaking and entering into a federal building. So during the famous Muhammad Ali Frazier fight, which was one of the most watched sporting events to date, on March 8, 1971, a group of activists broke into the small two-man office at the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Media, Pennsylvania. They stole more than 1,000 FBI documents that revealed years of systematic wiretapping, infiltration, and media manipulation designed to suppress dissent. The Citizens Commission to Investigate the Federal Bureau of Investigation, as the group called itself, forced its way in at night with a crowbar while much of the country was watching the Muhammad Ali-Frazier fight. When agents arrived for work the next morning, they found the cabinets virtually emptied. Within a few weeks, the documents began to show up, mailed anonymously in manila envelopes with no return address in newsrooms of major American newspapers. From that point forward, after 1971, COINTELPRO was sunsetted, and the federal government's effort to wiretap and infiltrate American political organizations seemingly stopped. Now, there's a lot to learn from that. The first of which is, why do so few people know about COINTELPRO and the fact that our own government was involved in that? Why is that kind of a fringe thing? It's verifiable. Secondly, isn't it interesting how the reporters who then received that stolen information from the government were never investigated or never had their doors kicked down? You see, let's start with this number one takeaway. Whether it be the Pentagon Papers, whether it be the Panama Papers, whether it be Donald Trump's tax returns, journalists that receive information that might have been illegally obtained and then they publicize it has always been protected by the First Amendment, press freedom. And anyone is a journalist. You see, some people who are journalists think that they have gone through some form of a sacred Catholic Church sacrament. You see, in the Catholic Church, I'm not a Catholic, but I know this, one of the sacraments is the sacrament of initiation. The point is that you are not a priest before that, but then you become a priest. Journalists think that they are in the same sort of protected class that anyone else can't be there. Every single human being can be a journalist, and you have the press freedom that the New York Times or the Washington Post enjoys. So why is it that James O'Keefe, who decided not to publish, who tried to hand it over to law enforcement, tried to do the right thing, was criminalized in the sense he had his door kicked down, his phone confiscated, put himself in handcuffs at 6 o'clock in the morning because he even encountered a stolen diary? Let me ask you the most obvious question. If the New York Times received Donald Trump Jr.'s diary that was stolen on a hunting trip, do you think the New York Times would have published it? If the New York Times would have received Eric Trump's diary, if the New York Times would have received Ivanka Trump's diary, do you think they would have published it? Of course. And they would have said it's press freedom. They'd get a Pulitzer Prize for it. James O'Keefe from Project Veritas has been targeted by this regime in an unprecedented fashion. His door kicked in, his devices confiscated. And now while all of that is happening, why don't Senate Republicans realize the significance and the incredible aggressive nature of what our government is tasking? Right now, as I do this broadcast, there are Senate Republicans that are on their way to a signing ceremony for an infrastructure package to celebrate along Joe Biden. There are Republican senators right now that are in transit to go celebrate with Joe Biden and glad hand the White House, while journalists that call out Joe Biden are having their phones confiscated and their doors kicked in. This regime isn't playing around. They're unpopular. They're messing up the country. But on Friday evening, the Department of Justice just announced criminal charges against Steve Bannon for contempt of Congress. Now, contempt of Congress is something that is not necessarily new. Remember when Eric Holder was held in contempt of Congress? Why is it that Eric Holder, back in 2012, was held in contempt of Congress as the Attorney General of the United States? And he was never prosecuted or had criminal prosecution against him. A federal grand jury indicted former Trump advisor Steve Bannon for contempt of Congress over the January 6th commission and his relationship with that. Same could be said for Lois Lerner or Eric Holder was never indicted. I mean, he was held in contempt by Congress, never indicted by the Department of Justice, obviously. And so this regime is accelerating. They are trying to take a certain chess pieces off the board as quickly as possible, namely James O'Keefe and Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, a private citizen, is being held to a higher standard than Eric Holder, who is the Attorney General of the United States, who decided not to testify in front of Congress. Now, you might say, Charlie, what was Eric Holder? What was the big situation around? Now, we have a lot of young listeners, a lot. We have listeners, get this, that were, let me think about this. They were like 7 years old when this story was happening. Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious was a gun running operation that was done by the Biden, by the Obama administration to arm cartels to try and trace the guns to where the cartels go. And that actually resulted in the death of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. Story that many people don't actually even remember or know about. You have Bannon indicted. You have O'Keefe's door being kicked in. They're not playing around. So why are Senate Republicans playing around? If you're listening to this and your Senate Republican is glad handing the Biden regime and going to that infrastructure signing package, that would be a good question. Why would you ever live with aches and pains in your life if you didn't have to? That's a question that anyone who's considered trying 100% drug-free Relief Factor should think about. And it's one that I want to ask you yourself. People frequently seek out other products like CBD supplements to combat pain in their lives, but find that pretty often that either that doesn't work for them or it leads to an undesirable outcome. Charlie Kirk here. So many people have had their lives changed by taking Relief Factor, and you could be the next one. If you're living with aches and pains, why not give it a try? And 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. And that's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Just go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. That's relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com. Feel the difference. Check it out today. I caught this Tucker Carlson segment last week briefly, and I found it to be mostly entertaining, honestly, when Tucker had some House Republican on who sent this letter to Joe Biden saying that we need to send U.S. troops to Ukraine to try and protect the Ukrainian border against Russian aggression. So let's talk a little geopolitics right now. There's two stories. We'll do this in a couple minutes. We don't do a lot of this because there's just honestly not that much, much concern. Most of the stories that are happening that are of significance are happening in America. Number one, there's a huge migration issue right now between Belarus and Poland is holding the line over that, and that is one issue. Belarus, the capital of Belarus, is the wonderful city of Minsk, and they are trying to come into Poland, and Poland is holding the line territorially. The migrants are stranded; they're trying to go to Lithuania, or they're coming from Lithuania, or whatever. And so Poland's holding the line there. So that's one thing that's happening, and that's really upsetting the European Union because Poland is willing to use force to actually defend their territorial borders. But the more important story is why all of a sudden is Washington, D.C. concerned about borders? If you want to get Washington, D.C. really fired up about borders, don't talk about the southern border. Don't talk about the border between U.S. and Mexico. No, 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 no. The border they get really fired up about is the Ukrainian-Russian border. Now, let me be very clear. Vladimir Putin's a thug, okay? I'm not a Putin apologist. There are some people that do that. I think it's kind of weird. I'm not really into that. He's obviously kind of an autocrat. But am I spending time at night wondering or concerned whether or not Vladimir Putin is going to expand the Russian border by 100 miles or not? I couldn't care less. But for whatever reason, there is this new campaign through Republicans to demand U.S. troops to go to Ukraine and defend Ukraine against Russian aggression. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that he's concerned about reports of unusual Russian military activity near Ukraine. He added, as we've made it clear, any escalatory or aggressive actions would be of great concern to the United States. Why? Why would that be of great concern? Again, I'm not like a Russia fan, but Our own border is being compromised. Our own border is being invaded. Our country is being invaded. Why am I supposed to care about Ukraine again? What does that have to do with us? How is that an existential threat to our existence? In warning to Russia, Blinken and the Biden administration officials know its playbook, pointing to Ukraine's escalation in 2014 under the Obama administration. Although Russia's intentions are uncertain, the presence at the Russia's elite First Guard tanks and army lends credibility to concerns that Russia is planning additional incursions into Ukraine territory. Republicans urge the administration to, quote, immediately consider an appropriate U.S. military presence and posture in the region and to initiate appropriate intelligence sharing activities in the U.S. and Ukraine. Why are Republicans not calling for troops to go to the southern border? Why do we want American troops to go to the Ukrainian border, which might be a good cause? Fine, whatever. You know, stop Russian aggression. I guess we're supposed to care about stuff like that. But our own border is being compromised. We have 1.4 million gotaways this year alone. We have millions of people coming into our own country. And the reason is this, is because the defense apparatus in Washington, D.C. makes billions of dollars off this fake shadow campaign against Russia, this shadow boxing type thing of like, oh, yeah, we're supposed to go afraid of Russia. Is Russia the one that is sending millions of people across our southern border to break our laws? Is that Russia? Or is that Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, Mexico, and the Southern Triangle? No, instead, if you really want to get House Republicans fired up, have them talk about Ukrainian borders. No, don't worry, everybody. Our Republican senators, they're on their way for an infrastructure signing package with Joe Biden. You want to talk about an upside down, backwards priority? They shouldn't even be caring about Russia, Ukraine. You know what the position should be? Solve it yourself. You guys have had hundreds of years of conflict of where that border is supposed to be drawn, what river. That's not our country. Know the restraints of your own power. And in fact, the founding fathers talked about this. The framers did. They said the purpose of borders is to know the limitations on your own military, socioeconomic, and cultural power. But a borderless society means that you think you can govern anything. What does that mean? They are the most prideful, least humble ruling class in world history. I don't care about Ukraine's border. I care about our own.
Internet privacy is extremely important. New news out shows that Google has been colluding with the federal government to hand over your data if you might have searched something wrong into the search bar. So what are you doing to protect your search history? Well, this is why you need ExpressVPN. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. It's in fact even worse than that. It's inviting someone into the bathroom, which is really weird and creepy. Internet service providers know every single website you visit. ISPs can sell this data and information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity cannot be seen by anyone. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door and fire up the app and click one button. I use it on all my devices. Every device, I have those beautiful three letters with a rectangle around it. It's rated number one by CNET and Tech Radar. Here's the cool thing. It works on phones, laptops, and even routers. So everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Here's the thing. I have it on my iPhone. I have it on my iPad. I have it on my computer. ExpressVPN for me has been a game changer to be able to know that the tech companies or the government, they have to go through a whole nother barrier to try to spy on us. When we see with the new announcements out of DC, if you spoke at a school board meeting lately, you better get a VPN. Secure your online activity by visiting expressvpn.com/Charlie today. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie. It's extremely important to anonymize your online activity. expressvpn.com/Charlie.
We have with us two moms who are fighting for liberty and freedom, Amanda Ray and Valerie Shannon. Get those names right?
Yeah. Yes, good. Thank you.
From Scottsdale, Arizona. So our audience is sort of briefed and versed on this whole drama, and partially so because I called out Jan Michael Greenberg for being a creep like months ago when I spoke at the, because I just was like kind of a weird guy. And you guys have been on the front lines of this for a while in Scottsdale. Moms that were concerned about your kids' education, and you came out and spoke out about that. But in the recent weeks and now days, this has become a national news story of what we have seen in Scottsdale. So let's just start from there. Let's start first, kind of, why were you concerned about your kids' education? And then how did you get into this? Do you ever think that you would be kind of in the midst of a national news story like this?
No, not at all. I think, like all of us, we were not really paying attention to what was happening in education. And then when COVID hit and our kids came home and we started to get a bird's eye view into the classroom of what's happening. And then I realized how much control that school boards have. I didn't know a single board member's name. So when I found out that they had the ability to keep us learning online, we started researching and we discovered Jan Michael Greenberg, who was a 24-year-old boy, unmarried, no children in the district, had run unopposed and elected to make decisions for our children. And so, you know, we tried to figure out, like, what's his reason here? He was listed as a politician on his Facebook page. And I was like, well, this is nonpartisan. Why is he here? So we started to advocate for parental rights and increased transparency in the district. And, you know, moms have instincts. And I think we all just like, there's something not right here. And so we followed that and we just pulled that thread. And then in August, in an unsolicited email, Jan Michael sent a screenshot of his desktop to another parent as he was harassing her and calling her anti-Semitic and a white supremacist and told us that we were dangerous.
Because of a George Soros implication.
Yeah, a screenshot of something that was said in a private group. He attacked her. We've always kept it to his issues and his behavior on the board, but he pulls the race card.
Of course he does.
Yeah. I mean, he's a white male, so he's an oppressor unless he pulls a race card. Yeah, so he's got to pull something.
Yeah.
So, that's how it started. And he sent us the screenshot. We actually didn't follow it for a long time because who's dumb enough to send a URL without password protecting it? So we then typed in the URL and I mean, I clicked on the link and physically got ill seeing photos of my 8 and 10-year-old. Photos of me, photos of my homes and property records, background checks on 47 different parents.
What?
And it was, yeah, I mean, we all just, I was in shock.
So let me just kind of repeat that. You have an elected school board member in Scottsdale that had pictures of 8 and 10-year-olds?
So my 8 and 10-year-old and then Kim Stafford, who was sent the screenshot, her 13-year-old daughter's photo was there, and the title of the photo is Kim Stafford's kid.
And,
why?
And this is someone who's on the school board who took an oath to protect your children.
Right.
And is like creepily cataloging and spying on them.
And right. Then sending it to parents in an attempt to intimidate them from speaking out, to keep us from speaking out.
With that private information.
With that private information, not knowing that there is a link to the entire Google Drive right there.
So he just exposed his whole dossier, basically.
He made it public. It was already public to anybody that had the link. He gave it to us. And
but we don't know who else he sent it to. Who else did he share it with?
We don't know who all has had the link. We don't know who he has shared this information with.
And so in there were also, I heard, divorce proceedings for some people. Vacation home records, social security numbers. I mean, very personal information.
Professional license information, employment information.
Yeah, he looked up my husband's licenses. He looked up a nurse, a single mom, looked up her nursing license because she went to a medical freedom rally. And it looks like he saved a screenshot of a complaint to the maybe to the state nursing board. We don't know yet, but
somebody filed a complaint against the single mom trying to raise her kid because she spoke out for medical freedom.
And for her job.
For her job.
And what is her job?
She works as a nurse.
So they file a complaint in retaliation.
Yeah.
Because they don't like that she's complaining at school boards.
Right.
Correct.
And so this person, Jan Michael Greenberg, childless, unmarried, lives with his parents still.
And grandparents.
Lives with, oh, so intergenerationally, mm-hmm. is like cyber stalking 8-year-olds.
Yeah, maybe my 8-year-old's a political opponent. I don't know. Maybe she's
but
gonna
like,
run against
as a
him.
Mom, I can't imagine your reaction to that. Like, I mean, it's beyond like upset, right? I mean, it gets to the point of like, who do you think who you are? You know, like, we're gonna kind of have to solve this, you know,
Okay, so I will tell you, I'm
being cryptic, but like,
no,
I couldn't imagine.
The like, the visceral response that I had when I clicked on that link, I was away. I had left my husband and kids at home. I clicked on that link and I physically got ill because of the visceral reaction of seeing somebody spend so much time dedicated to looking at your children and yourself. It was disgusting.
He's just scouring the internet, looking for anything he can to download private information to blackmail.
And in my case, I think it was a shakedown.
Of course.
Yeah. Right. Because she makes a good defendant.
Yeah. That one of the file names is Amanda Ray runs successful businesses, makes good defendant. But then in another meme, he says that he questions my financial acumen. I'm a financial advisor. So,
let's go to the why. And then I want to talk about how actually broad this is, because it's not just this childless creep who's going to refuse to resign. But he's going to have a storm coming. Trust me, that's going to be fun to watch. You guys were effectively speaking out, right? So talk a little bit about that. So they never were challenged before. Both of you started to show up at meetings. What were you complaining about? What were you challenging? And then he starts to create a dossier on you.
Well, initially it started out, we were challenging the closure of schools. And that's kind of how we all connected. Mm-hmm. When we started challenging the closures, wondering who's making the decisions for these closures, started looking at who's running the school board. That's when we found Jan Michael. That's how we all connected. And then we started listening to the board meetings and we started learning about all of these committees.
Yes.
And wondering, well, how did these individuals get on these committees? We didn't know about these committees. And then finding out that they were closed door committees that were reporting to the board. And so there were some open meeting law violations.
Yes.
So that attorney general complaint has been filed. And so we would speak out in regard to masks, the mask mandates. Scottsdale is one of the last schools remaining in Arizona that continues to have a mask mandate. There was also the recall petition that was filed, not just for the mask mandate, but for parental rights, transparency,
yes,
all of this with the closed door meetings. And so when we were out there getting signatures for that, for the recall is when Jan Michael's father was out in the body cam taking photographs of us. Yes. Yes. I recall that you were there.
There was this guy on a motorcycle.
Yes.
Like a weirdo. I mean, like, we could handle a lot at Turning Point, but then our security team is like, there's this guy in a motorcycle that's like taking pictures of people.
Yeah.
Well, it was 105 degrees that night. You remember how hot it was.
And he was wearing a leather jacket,
helmet, never took the helmet off, hid his license plate. And when I spoke to the police and said, hey, can you check this out? Like, I knew who it was. When I got there at 4 o'clock, he pulled right in front of me. He talks about it in the body cam, how he was there to intimidate me. And the police were like, well, yeah, he has a right to be here. Meanwhile, Jan Michael and the board are barricaded inside with police protection. And we're like sitting ducks, but we're the domestic terrorists. And they have weaponized the government against us.
They're too busy having pictures of your 8-year-old.
Right.
Trying to profile, you know, that to try to intimidate you to stop talking.
Right. I know. How dare I want to be involved in my children's
education?
Meanwhile,
the Scottsdale Police Department holds a press conference with Menzel earlier in the year.
Yeah.
However, when she complains about this creep on a motorcycle taking photographs of all of us, they say he has every right to be there. However, we're not allowed inside the board meeting except for one at a time to speak. That's the one that you were at and spoke. And then when he uploads the body cam footage to the drive, we find out not only did he do all of that, but he hired a PI,
a private
through a law firm, to take our license plates. Like, why are you taking my license plate number?
Is that legal? Like,
well,
is it legal?
This is the question. There's a lot I want to talk about with this. So he's probably right on the line. The minor thing he's got to be really careful with, right? If he's like cyber stalking minors, we have a lot of laws against that. So there's been some criminal complaints, right?
Yeah, the Scottsdale PD has an investigation open. For what legitimate purpose does he need photos of my children and other children? We didn't find any photos of boys. It was all little girls. I don't let my kids ride the bus anymore.
Yeah, so you as a mom with instinct, like, what do you think's really going on here?
I mean, I shudder to think. I don't know if he's going to hire some tweaker to nab my kids and he needs to identify them, or if there's something more dark, you know. I try not to go there, but it's gross.
No, I mean,
it's gross.
I mean, I think you should. We are in a time where You have publicly elected taxpayer-funded school board members that are creating dossiers and information of addresses, locations, pictures. Like, oh, no, that's just information. Like, no, hold on a second. Why do you need that list? Like, why are you compiling that?
Yeah.
And you consider them to be literally talking to them as a threat. Like, you're classifying them as an existential threat against you. And I think his father is the main driving force here in a lot of different ways. You said that this might go deeper than just him, though. Mm-hmm. The superintendent might be involved. This sounds like Loudoun County. I mean, in some ways, Loudoun was very similar. They had a parent hit list that got revealed, but that was teachers.
Right.
That was not even the school board. This is different. Like, that was teachers that were classifying parents, which is bad, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you said that the superintendent might be aware of this?
We know that the superintendent and Vice President Julie Sanowski both were copied on that email where he sent the screenshot and were copied on the email where Kim Stafford said, it's disturbing that you have a Google Drive dedicated to us. So they know about, they had constructive knowledge that the drive exists. Whether or not Julie followed the URL, I don't know, but I know for certain that Scott Menzel had access to files there, whether it was direct or they being sent to him.
So they knew or they should have known.
You have homeowners insurance for a good reason. Charlie Kirk here, because without it, a fire, flood, or burglary could destroy you financially. But there's another major crime your homeowner's policy does not cover. It's called home title fraud. The FBI calls title fraud one of the fastest growing crimes, and it can ruin you financially, which is why you need Home Title Lock. Title fraud happens when a criminal forges your signature on documents stating you sold your home to him. Then he takes out loans against your home and leaves with the payments. You'll spend a fortune in legal fees trying to prove you didn't commit fraud. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title the instant they detect anyone, from a cyber thief to a renter to a relative trying to forge their way to your home's title. They help shut it down. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address now to see if you're already a victim. It's a very important service. Make sure your home is not being stolen without your consent. Make sure your home is not being stolen without your knowledge. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio for 30 free days of protection. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. You didn't even send your kids to school today because out of safety concerns.
Yeah, both of my daughters stayed home today because I don't feel safe with this person on the board.
Well, and it's even beyond that. So it's beyond the creep Jan Michael Greenberg. He's also basically identifying for any person who's loyal to him in the district, all of your information as well.
Yeah.
So it's like a doxing campaign. Like, we're going to dox parents we don't like if you come and complain against us.
Correct. And it's really perplexing and concerning that there were files on the drive directly from the district, unredacted. And
what do you mean by that?
There was an email from Scott.
Yeah. So in January, Jan Michael's dad had intimidated me and made me feel uncomfortable at a board meeting, and then sent me a Facebook message from a fake profile. He likes to create aliases on Facebook. So this one, he created a Facebook profile of a black man named Frank Graham. Sent me an email and told me that he finally saw me in person and that I should buy a Peloton bike. And so I sent this to Scott Menzel and said, I don't feel safe going to meetings. And what can you do about, like, this is, we shouldn't feel intimidated or harassed by showing up. Scott paid some lip service, said he'll look at security or whatever. That email where I said I was afraid of the school board president's dad was printed directly from a legal records manager in SUSD, William Barry, with my full email address and my phone number, unredacted, and that was printed and then was uploaded to the Greenberg files.
And so the files, just so everyone understands, this is a working dossier of political opponents of moms, and there's some dads, but it's mostly a mom's thing, if I'm not mistaken, and children. So you have now a childless elected school board member who lives with his parents who, in his free time, goes and finds pictures of 8-year-olds.
Right. And then the district releases my email and my phone number.
And publicly doxes
number.
You.
Right. And so I imagine that the legal department also has access to my emergency contacts for my children, their health records. That person probably has access to all of our children's information.
And the reason they're doing, I mean, our audience knows this, but I'm just going to tie it all together, is they want to try to shut you up.
Yeah.
So let me ask both of you, how are you taking this? Are you now going to double down, or Because I think that could be some inspiration to some people out there. Because I know moms listening to this right now, they're like, boy, I don't know if I want my 8-year-old spied on by a school board member. How are you guys handling this?
I'm doubling down. I've never really spoken out. I've done everything kind of privately. I've emailed them to death. I'm tired of emailing them. I'm tired of begging for them to listen, and they're not listening. So I'm doubling down, and I'm not intimidated.
God bless
you. I will drive to every school board meeting. I will speak at every school board meeting. I'm not going to back down.
Yeah, I mean, we created a hashtag last year, shamed into silence. So the idea here was they were going to call us racist, call us, all of the, you know, right wing, conspiracy theorists and shame us to not talking. And, you know, there's strength in numbers. And so I think moms across the entire, I have people reaching out to me from all different states saying, we have something weird going on too. Like those moms, we have instincts for a reason, and it's to protect our kids. And we have to stop, shutting those instincts down and follow them.
But just so people know that you guys are being called names, your life has been changed, but you guys are saying, I don't care, I'm still going to do this. That's important because that's what stops some moms short. Like, I don't want the hassle.
Or they pull their kids out and send them to private school or charter school.
Yes, and like, I'm done.
And I'm saying, no, I'm not. These are our schools. These are our public schools. These are our communities. These are our taxpayer funded schools.
Yes.
And also for students who have IEPs and 504s, and we need to make sure that we're guarding their rights as well. And you can't just leave the public school system and let it fall.
Yes. No, I mean, I completely agree. And one of the problems and one of the reasons why this has happened is that the influential wealthy people have always taken their kids out. Therefore, the public schools have just been this vacuum.
Yeah. It's called bright flight.
Yes.
And they leave the
especially
public schools.
Scottsdale. They go to Notre Dame or like whatever. You guys are now going to call for his resignation. You guys are going to see this all the way through. So people can help you by showing up at the meetings, kind of following you guys. Do you have a website or anything that they can?
Yeah, I mean, there's a press conference this afternoon where we're asking parents to show up. And that starts at 4:00 at the Mojave Annex building, the same place the meeting's going to be held. Meeting's at 6:00. We need everybody there for that. We personally don't have a website address, but if you go to recallsusd.org,
I love it.
That's where they're taking donations to get this guy out.
And Facebook page too, SUSD Can. That's where we consolidate our thoughts.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support us, it's charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.